Scotty McLaughlin later on this hour. But Scotty Jamieson, it's a Scott Fest. Scott Gallen, Scotty McLaughlin, good Scott name. Jamieson has name. Joined us from Melbourne City. They kicked off their A-League campaign on the weekend against Melbourne Victory in the Derby, depending on which side of the river you're from. And he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you back with us, mate. You're going to be part of the Sanctum next month, which is very, very exciting. Great to have you back in the studio. But what was it like being back out there for points?
Well, first and foremost, I'm glad I've been given the call up to resume my career in the Sanctum. I thought I might have got dropped.
No, never in doubt.
You're first pick.
You're like a priority pick.
That's right.
Brilliant. Love that. Look, it was good to be back out there. The A-League obviously has a long off-season, which probably worked in our favour with it in regards to a new coach and a new system. But, nothing better than running out and playing for some points. All in all, it was good to be back. It was a good spectacle in regards to, a good crowd, a good build-up, and unfortunately the game didn't probably live up to that. But, you play these marquee games in the first round, you probably don't get the best performance because both teams are edging each other out. So, yeah, it is what it is. But we both took a point and we'll move on.
I want to talk about the positioning of the Derby shortly. It's been a topic of conversation across the week, and Dave Davidovich given another mention today in the Herald Sun. But just on the new coach and how different things are, the way you play, and is it settled in, or is it bedded down yet, or has it still got time to develop?
Well, look, I think it still has time to develop, but I think we're down the path of really embedding it, and we're really pleased where we're at. I felt that in the game, we definitely showed a lot of signs of what we've been working on, and that's really starting from the back, from the goalkeeper, working our way through to the opposition's 18-yard box. So, to me, there were some real pleasing signs there. I thought, in a 0-0 draw, we were the better team. We had probably the best chance, apart from the opposition getting a VAR decision, but I thought it was the best chance of the game we had. So, look, it's hard to really sell a 0-0 draw, but in saying that, I was very pleased.
Is the rivalry going to stay as strong as ever? And the reason I ask that question is obviously there's another new team in as well. What do you feel like the sort of the landscape will be with three teams now in Melbourne?
Oh, look, the rivalry is Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City. Let's not get that twisted. Western United are a distant relative in regards to rivalries. I think it's important that the new teams come in, and I think it's important that we're adding another team next year. But in regards to rivalries, the main rivalry and the one that is the Melbourne Derby is Melbourne Victory versus Melbourne City. And West United will fit in accordingly when we want them to.
Scotty, I caught the end of the game. There was a fair bit of tension after the whistle. Marco Kurtz, what was going on there?
Yeah, I think our new goalkeeper coach was quite excited with being on TV, and then he was a bit riled up and wanted to let their staff know that Orla Toivonen was an interesting character. So he wanted to say a few words, and then Zorbo got in the way, but tried to settle it down, and then I think it adds to the drama. I don't care what people say. A bit of a handbag is always interesting and enjoyable. So on the field, off the field, it's enjoyable.
Now, you're probably pretty happy with VAR because they reversed that goal, but Elvis is... How about Elvis? What about the celebration from Elvis?
What an absolute idiot he looks like. If I could do that, I'd do that all day, every day. I'm grateful for the VAR there now. I wasn't a massive fan of it. But look, it's a toenail offside, isn't it? And like I said, I was quite critical of it in certain sectors. But it was offside, and the rules are rules. So I'm a VAR fan now, as of now.
Now, your game in, so it's still obviously early days, but you have had a pre-season with a new coach and a new game style. Does it feel different, and does it feel better?
I will answer that, actually. Different. There's no doubt about it, and it's more enjoyable in the sense of we've got an understanding and a structure now in place where the players can win games. That's a given. But I feel now that our structure and our system can win as a game, and that's important. We've obviously got a coach. Hughes and what he's brought to the club, and the players are really important to that. And, you know, it's a bit of a catch-22 that, you know, the fans are listening to us, but I think now they'll actually see what we're saying is coming to fruition, and they'll enjoy what we bring to the pitch.
So let's go back to the derby conversation. It's round one, and it's probably a nice way from a marketing perspective to kick it off, but from a footballing perspective on the pitch, it's probably not ideal to have them in that stage. When would you ideally play the first derby, Scott, if you were running the calendar?
Well, if I was running the calendar, Jesus, hey, A-League would be in trouble.
I'm backing you in, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, you're looking at the first game of the season. I can understand why they do it. You know, they want to try and gain that interest.
Yeah.
You know, important. But in terms of, you know, where the teams are at, I think you're looking at probably round four or five. That's when, you know, teams starting, you know, feeling their best in regards to the performances. And then, you know, yeah, you kick on from there. But, you know, we've got the derby again. The Christmas derby, so I'm sure that'll be a better game. But look, there's no issues with, you know, 34,000 turning up and, you know, Marvel Stadium, you know, being a good, colourful stadium for round one.
And what about, were you paying attention yesterday when Western United were taking on the Wellington Phoenix, their first game, of course, the other team in town now? They got the 3 points too, just quietly. They're sitting on top of you, you has-beens.
Yeah, I didn't take one look at the screen. I was at a wedding, actually, and couldn't give two craps. I know obviously about them, you know, their manager, and they've got some big personalities there. But they'll be dealt with in due time in regards to us and them.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it all unfold. We're certainly looking forward to having you in the studio with us as part of the Summer Sanctum team again in 2019. Scotty, nice to chat, mate. Enjoy week two or the build-up to it. You've got Adelaide United on Sunday at Amy Park for the Melbourne City fans to get along and support the boys in round two of the A-League. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks very much, guys, and look forward to speaking to you regularly. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Scott Jamieson.
Looks good. Sounds good.
From Melbourne City.